on the Big Sports Breakfast. This Rugby League update is brought to you by The Manshake.
Top, Plum gives it back, and Moylan thinking one pointer from a long way out.
Yes,
he has kicked it. What a shot by Matt Moylan.
There we go, one of the highlights, many highlights from Matty Moylan last season against Manly with the one-pointer. Cool as a cucumber. And we're expecting plenty of highlights from the Panthers this year. They're $7.50 equal favourites with the Storm to win the NRL Premiership this year. And we've got their captain, Matt Moylan, on the line now. G'day, Matty. Matthew. Matty.
Morning, boys.
G'day, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
That's why. Do you remember, I don't know if you just heard that play on there, do you remember that one point?
I think it was at Brookie, yeah. I think I remember.
There you go.
Like shelling peas. I mean, easy. There was that many highlights, Matt. You sort of forget about them all, don't you?
You forget that last gash win.
Mate, 18-6 on the weekend in the pre-season Battle of the West between Penrith winning that battle with Parramatta. Unfortunately, the big fella, Sam McKendry, the ACL, have you got a little bit of an update there for us?
Yeah, I think he's got a partial tear of it on the same knee. So it's his first game back from a knee rehab from last year. So it's disappointing for him. But hopefully he can get back out there this year and play some more footy.
The promising sign was the combination between Nathan Cleary and Tamari Martin. Now, there's going to be a lot of focus on them this year, particularly with a lot of focus on the Panthers and what they can do this season. How are they starting to gel, Matt?
Yeah, they've going well. He didn't start pre-season until January, so they've been working pretty hard on it all, but it's coming along well at the moment. So they're both pretty talented and level-headed kids, so I think they're just trying to improve each week and make the most of their opportunity.
Yeah. Big expectations. Has that been discussed within the camp after your, I guess in many ways, you're a bit of a surprise packets, played above your weight last season, finished above your weight last season, but more expectation this year, Matt. Has that been managed by coach and captain and yourself with the group?
It's been pretty easy. I think everyone sort of hasn't read into what everyone is saying and how we're sitting in the market. We know everything we need to value and know how we're going from internal, so Hook's good at that, at keeping everyone level-headed and just working towards our main goal.
I spoke to Hook at the races, of all places, would you believe, just before Christmas. He's saying that in terms of pre-season, things were going as well as could be. You know, just he said it'd been almost a dream run in terms of a pre-season. What about all the injuries that you guys seem to have had the last couple of years? If you know, there's always a feeling in league circles, if you guys can have a good run with injuries and you're going to have a good run at the competition, you haven't had much luck in the last couple of years.
Yeah, I think that's pretty similar to most sides. I think if you can keep your starting side out there and everyone's playing some good footy, then you're featuring the back end of the year. And you see that with a lot of the sides that are playing finals footy. So hopefully we can do that and play some good footy.
Apart from McKendrick, are you basically all fit and healthy?
Yeah, I think it's just Semi and Josh Mantor. So hopefully they can get back out there for us this year and we can start the year off well while they're not there.
And is Josh around the club much? The rehab's a long, lonely battle sometimes, but hopefully something like about round 12, Matt?
Yeah, I think he's aiming around round 12, but he's going well at the moment. He's started running, I think, 2 weeks ago, so I think that sort of lifted his spirits a bit. Obviously, gets a bit lonely in there in rehab and no one really wants to be in there. But, yeah, I think when you start making a bit of progress, it always helps. So he's always around the club and it's good to see him when he's in a good mood.
We're lucky enough to be chatting with Matt Moylan, the skipper of the Penrith Panthers. Mate, new recruits James Tarmo, the Penrith Heat throughout the pre-season, no big shock for him. Coming from Townsville. Mitch Rain, though, from the Dragons, of course, that's a terrific competition now with Peter Wallace for that position.
Yeah, there is. I think there's a lot of depth throughout the squad, but especially with them two, I think they're probably bringing out the best in each other, and they're both working hard to get out there and do a job for the side. So that's good to see, and there's plenty of competition, which is improving everyone's work ethic at training and how we're going about our business.
And what about your own form, Matty? You played three Origins last year. You know, a lot of players come back from State of Origin for the first time that they've ever played them, and you know, it knocks them around both confidence-wise and, you know, it adds to the workload during the season. What did you get out of Origin? And you seem to, you know, really excel at the back end of last season.
Yeah, I think I took a lot of confidence out of it. I think having played with some of them players in that game and against the likes of JT and Cameron Smith, I think it sort of gives you a bit of extra confidence and motivation that you want to get back there and play it again. So, yeah, I think that's probably the main thing I took out of it. But, yeah, I was pretty comfortable coming back and playing for Penrith. I think that's the main thing you want to do once you play Origin. You want to come back and back up and play good for the club. So that was the main focus of mine.
Man, the expectation is that with the, you know, with the young age of your squad overall, that and the how you guys played last season, that everything will be better this year for that run and that experience, which should be the case, but it's not a given, is it?
No, it's not. I think you just got to keep working hard and just keep trying to improve each week. I think nothing's guaranteed, and you just got to go out there and work for what you want. So, we're doing that at the moment and trying to set a high standard of what we want as a club and where we want to get to.
You're still going to move the ball like you did last season? God, it's good to watch you guys. I think that's why there's so many people that are backing you guys to win, because you're so good to watch.
Exciting, yeah.
I think, we're going to still try to work on that stuff and try and improve it. I think there's still a fair bit of improvement left in us. And, hopefully we can produce that sort of footy we'll play in at the back end of the year, early on in the season, and build the season off the back of that.
You start with a couple of away games, the Dragons and then the Tigers away. Then you get the Roosters at home, the Knights at home, before travelling away to the Storm. So, look, I guess it's an even start to the competition, isn't it, for you?
Yeah, it is. I think we just got to get out there and put into play what we've been working on throughout the whole off-season. I think we just want to start the year playing some consistent footy and not have to sort of win so many games at the back end of the year to make sure we are in that eight. I think if we can get off to a good start and play good footy and keep everyone on the field, that'll help us going forward.
What about Gus? Has he done any inspirational pre-season speeches at all? Has he been lurking there in the background? You've seen him around, the great man?
He's
always there.
All the time, but no big inspirational talks as of yet. So.
I'm sure one will come at some stage.
I'm sure it will.
And Matt, what about, you were thrust into the captaincy role last year. What sort of lessons did you learn last year that you might be able to put into use this year?
Yeah, I think probably just learn a lot of leadership stuff out of it. I think at the start I was probably a bit quiet and maybe second-guess myself on some stuff, but towards the back end of the year I got more comfortable in it and just tried to grow as a captain and leader. And I think having guys like Peter Wallace around really helped with that as well. So and Mez as well. So I think even another bloke now, Jimmy Tamo, is probably one you could I could pick up some stuff off as well. And hopefully I can just keep improving and doing my role as a captain.
Can you win the comp?
Yeah, I believe we can. I think it's going to take a lot of hard work and everyone playing well, but yeah, I think we've got the squad too.
That's what you want to hear.
That's what you want to hear.
You put him on the spot there, haven't you?
Well, I think you've got to have that attitude.
Of course you do.
I don't like the old 1 week at a time sort of stuff. Matty, I love your confidence, mate. And as Andrew mentioned, you know, the Panthers lit up the footy field and the highlight reel with plenty of good efforts last year. We hope there's plenty of them to come, and good luck in your opening match against the Dragons.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.